Most city employees are vaccinated, but about half the force is not. And that half doesn't live in Bethel. Instead, the six unvaccinated officers fly in and out, working 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. The city adopted this schedule after struggling to retain officers. The city's human resources director, James Harris, says two of the unvaccinated officers live in Wasilla, and the other four reside in Georgia. Wasilla has some of the highest rates of COVID-19 transmission in the state, and the southeastern United States, where Georgia's located, has some of the highest COVID-19 transmission rates in the country. So why don't the officers want to get vaccinated? I spoke to the two who live in Wasilla. Officer Skylar Smith says he opposes the vaccine on religious grounds.
I'm not having anything injected into my body.
He wouldn't specify his beliefs. He would only identify himself as non-denominational Christian. Smith acknowledges the reality of the virus and has tested positive for COVID-19 in the past. He says he'll apply for a religious exemption. Investigator Vincent Garay, also of Wasilla, said he doesn't want to get the vaccine either.
I am severely allergic to aspirin. I do not want to die.
None of the COVID-19 vaccines contain aspirin. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention encourages vaccinations for people with allergies to oral medication. The CDC advises avoiding the Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines only if you have a severe allergy to polyethylene glycol, an ingredient in the mRNA vaccines. Often, if you have an allergy to one ingredient in one vaccine, another vaccine should be safe for you. The city is offering medical exemptions, which Garay plans to apply for. They must be signed by a medical doctor saying the patient has a valid concern. Garay says he'll also apply for a religious exemption.
I am Catholic. We don't even believe in abortion and divorce. Or is it that Catholics are not allowed to have exemptions? Do you even know what's in the vaccine? I even heard that it has even aborted fetuses in it. That's against my religion if it has.
None of the COVID-19 vaccines have aborted or other fetal cells in them, although there were decades-old aborted fetal cells used in the testing of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Two other COVID-19 vaccines from companies Pfizer and Moderna are offered in Bethel. HR Director James Harris says that all religious exemptions go through an internal review process to make sure they're valid. If an employee says they have an issue with a policy because of their religion, Harris checks the policy of their religion to make sure that it's a religious belief rather than an individual belief. Harris says these procedures follow anti-discrimination laws. So although Investigator Garay says he can't get the vaccine because of his Catholic faith, that won't legally hold up in the city. HR Director James Harris says he called the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church on Wednesday.
And I specifically asked, does the Catholic faith prohibit vaccination? And the answer I got back immediately was, no, we do not. In fact, we encourage it.
And the head of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis, has urged everyone to get vaccinated, calling vaccinations a, quote, act of love. Both Investigator Garay and Officer Smith say they've been in touch with lawyers about the mandate. Smith says he could be taking legal action.
If I am terminated, I could be pursuing a lawsuit against the city.
City Attorney Libby Bacalar says the mandate is, quote, legally sound and fully defensible. The YK Delta's largest employer, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, also has a vaccine mandate. And the Biden administration has issued mandates for the military, federal workers, and large private businesses. If Garay, Smith, and other unvaccinated Bethel police officers are all terminated when the vaccine mandate goes into effect, the police force will be cut in half. Human Resources Director James Harris says it's important to think about who Bethel will be losing if they are terminated.
Persons who are unvaccinated, who don't even live in Bethel, who are not from Bethel, who are commuting back and forth between the lower 48 every 2 weeks, traveling unvaccinated, and are interacting with this general public on the highest intensity that somebody could interact with the general public.
The CDC says that unvaccinated people are about 5 times as likely to spread COVID-19 than vaccinated people. These officers' boss, Chief of Police Richard Simmons, says he finds himself caught in the middle. He says on the one hand, City Manager Pete Williams, who wrote and signed the mandate, is his boss, and he appreciates the security it offers. Simmons himself is vaccinated. But on the other hand, he's concerned about losing almost half his staff.
We also understand, living in one of the most violent communities in the nation, that we need our police officers. So which one is the real threat that the police department's having to address?
City Manager Pete Williams says that the city will pull out of this just fine.
We're always worried about not having enough officers, but in the past, we've been down to as short as 5 officers. That means response time and cases get handled a little bit more slowly, but we got by.
Today, the city held a class for employees to learn about the safety and efficacy of the vaccine. Dr. Elizabeth Roll with YKHC attended to answer questions about the vaccine. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.